From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Longtime Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has died. The Uzbekistan government and parliament announced the death of the president in a joint statement on Friday. The 78-year-old Karimov will be buried Saturday in his hometown of Samarkand. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. He suppressed the opposition and had not designated a successor. James Nixie is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says that Karimov's death sets off a struggle for power.
Now, if Mr. Karimov chose to anoint a successor, that would go some way to solving a problem. But once you're dead, you can't control things anymore. And therefore, again, the jockeying of power means that whoever Karimov nominated before he died doesn't necessarily get the job.
The human rights group Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that with the death of Karimov, Uzbekistan's repressive regime is not likely to change. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has released 58 pages of documents from its investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Last month, the FBI closed its year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides had mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server. FBI Director James Comey called Mrs. Clinton's actions extremely careless, but said that his agents had found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of the world's 20 largest economies are set to meet starting Sunday in the Chinese city of Hangzhou to discuss global issues, including terrorism and the migrant crisis. As VOA's Beijing correspondent Bill Ide reports, President Obama is looking to continue efforts to work with China and not against it.
This is President Obama's last trip to the region, so he really wants to shore up this relationship as best he can to try to keep it going in a sort of a positive direction, or at least to highlight the ways that the two can work together. And that is key. While many argue and say that the pivot is about fighting against China or trying to encircle China, it's also about keeping U.S. presence here in the region and also working together, finding ways to cooperate with all of the members of Asia, including China.
VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide. Residents of Florida's Gulf Coast are assessing the damage and cleaning up after Hurricane Hermine slammed into the area late Thursday. Florida Governor Rick Scott says Hermine, the first hurricane to hit Florida in 11 years, tore through the Gulf Coast near the Big Bend.
Some of the state's hardest hit areas were along the Gulf Coast, as you would expect. In Taylor County, the storm surge was in excess of 9 feet, bringing water well into the coastal communities and causing extensive damage.
After pushing through Georgia, Hermine moved into the Carolinas and up the East Coast with the potential for drenching rain and deadly flooding. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio Friday warned residents, that is, that the storm is expected to stall off the coast of Long Island, and high water and dangerous riptides are likely. At least 10 people were killed and dozens more injured when an explosion hit a market in the home city of Philippine President Duterte on Friday. The explosion reportedly hit a section of the market near the high-end Marco Polo Hotel, where Duterte frequently stays. The president was in town at the time of the blast, but issued no statement. His spokesman urged the public to be vigilant. A former Stanford University swimmer whose 6-month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman sparked national outrage was released from jail on Friday after serving half of his term. Brock Turner was convicted of assaulting the young woman near a refuse bin after they drank heavily at a fraternity party. He plans to appeal. The 21-year-old must register as a sex offender for life and faces 3 years of supervised probation. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.